The deaths of 8 more people from coronavirus have been reported in the last 24 hours here, bringing the current toll to 1,658. Health authorities will meet tomorrow to decide whether to recommend a further easing of restrictions on people's movements next week. Later, we'll hear about how Italy, one of the hardest hit countries by COVID-19, is reopening its borders today. And we'll also talk to a GP in Monaghan after a day where she saw several of her patients test positive for the virus. At the latest briefing, the Chief Medical Officer, Tony Houlihan, said that the large crowd who gathered in Dublin at the weekend to protest against racism in the US posed a risk to life.
In general terms, look, we're still clear that the advice now is not for mass gatherings to take place, whether indoors or outdoors. Any mass gatherings we think now would at this point in the, let's say, phased easing of measures be simply too early. I would be advising anybody who's contemplating organising a mass gathering for whatever reason that now is not the time. And for people who are contemplating attending such events, and we understand people's, let's say, motivation and the emotions that might have been involved for people in relation to some of the events that took place over the weekend, I don't want to not recognise that. But our public health advice has not changed.
That's Dr. Tony Houlihan. Let's speak to our health correspondent, Fergal Barrett. Good morning again, Fergal. What else did he have to say about the gathering?
Well, we saw a number of Dublin protests on Bank Holiday Monday. I was at the Department of Health preparing for a live at Baggot Street, and the numbers were significant. Now, the Chief Medical Officer, he actually had no advice regarding protesters per se. He wasn't targeting any particular issue that way, but he was saying in general terms, the public health advice remains against mass gatherings, indoor or outdoor. And he said this is no time to be organising any such mass gatherings.
8 more deaths, but the smallest number of reported cases since before the schools closed. Are these patterns a reflection yet on the easing of restrictions over 2 weeks ago?
They are, certainly. The initial lifting of restrictions came into effect over 2 weeks ago, and up to 14 days is the incubation period. So the figures we're seeing now and for the next few days reflect the impact, if any, of phase one lifting of restrictions. Just 10 new cases reported yesterday. You have to go back 12 weeks for a similar figure. Now, there can be a time lag after a bank holiday weekend in case reports. So, you know, you could see an increase in figures today, but these figures are very, very low.
Over 20,000 tests carried out over the last week. Who's being tested and where?
Well, we know that of the 500 confirmed cases over the last week, they're actually spread across 21 counties, and over half of them are in 24 to 55 year olds. So that's not nursing homes, and it's, you know, we're not really seeing much from the meat factories. So it's a mix of community and also close contacts. The National Public Health Emergency Team, they're going to meet on Thursday. They'll look at testing and the possible widening of testing criteria. But if you see that just 22,600 tests were done in the past week by the HSC. They have the capacity for 100,000 a week, we're told, but that capacity hasn't been tested. Now, the turnaround times are good at the moment, but if you did have to do 100,000 tests a week, what would the turnaround times be then? And what impact would longer turnaround times have? We'd only find the answer out to that if we got, hopefully not, a second wave, which isn't inevitable.
While the testing and tracing, as you said, Fergal, is getting faster, there's still a delay on people looking for a test.
There is 47% of people are taking longer than 4 days from the onset of symptoms to being swabbed. So yes, last night the health officials were strongly encouraging people to know their symptoms and seek medical attention as soon as possible and not delay. That is important.
What was said about relationships, intimate relationships, between people who don't live together?
Well, Dr. Houlihan said that the resumption of intimate close contacts between people who live in different houses, that's not part of the National Public Health Emergency Team guidance and advice currently. And he said the transmissions of any infection can happen as a result of close intimate contact. The HSC advice has been to only be sexually active with someone you live with who doesn't have COVID-19 or the symptoms.
The meeting tomorrow of the National Public Health Emergency Team, Fergal, where they will decide what to do, whether to recommend to government, whether to lift the restrictions next week. It's widely expected now that they will move on to phase two, isn't it?
Yes, it's a decision obviously ultimately for Cabinet on Friday, but everything points in the direction of phase two lifting. But, you know, phase two lifting isn't opening an awful lot. I mean, for example, people will look at what's happening in France at the moment. The cafes and the bars are open inside and outside. We see summer scenes in other countries, people enjoying life, albeit keeping social distancing in place. In Ireland, we have to wait until July 20th, still a very long way away, before the no unnecessary journeys is lifted and a small number of places are opening. It's August until officially pubs, bars and theatres open. Can that be sustained while the summer continues and the summer comes probably towards an end? So some people will ask, are we going too slow? Can this happen faster to revive the economy, lift spirits, people's mental health, but all the while strictly monitoring to ensure there are no spikes and having to take action if there is, but there will be much growing pressure, I think, now to move along on the phases, given that the time period that we have mapped out in this country is still an incredibly long time period ahead for people to contemplate.
Fergal, thank you. That's our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.